And welcome back to Brutal Brunch. We are still here. Second hour of Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Long Lust. That was The War at Home off of the album War at Home. Before that was Converge with their song Eve, which is the B-side of the I Can Tell You About Pain single. Will also be on the upcoming album, I would assume.
Both good.
And both have been nominated for Metal Artist of the Year for the Boston Music Awards.
Both good songs. I like the Long Lust songs better.
Matt, who's making the official determination, he will determine the winner today that you will see.
That is how the rankings are going down. Oh no, surprise, Begat the Nephilim somehow won. I don't know how that happened there.
Could just invade. They could just, you know, crash the party. All right, you wanted to talk about... So actually, before this, we have one news item
I wanted to
recap. But you have something before this?
How was your race?
Oh, that's right. I was running through the Woods of Trees last weekend. No show. It was good. A bunch of people got lost. But
that's cult.
Trail run, and you're just in the woods, one with nature. There were staggered start times, so a lot of times you're just running on your own. It was like very nice.
In the trees?
It was great, yeah.
How do you know where to go?
They're hiking trails. If you've been on trails, they're called blazes, so there's like...
Oh yeah, like the yellow
paint
marks.
There's markers, whether it be paints or flags or whatever. That's why people got lost, because when you're running on a trail, you have to have your eyes down to see where you're stepping, but you also have to have your eyes up so that you know you're still on the right trail.
Did you put fake trail markers to like lead your competitors off the path into the woods?
You know what? That's a good idea.
That's what I would have done. I'm not a good runner though.
You get the first one done, but everyone always already have run by.
Everybody would already pass me as I'm spray painting a tree.
That was last weekend, and
hell yeah.
I also saw Adidas Amaro last night.
How was that?
Boys.
Very
funny.
What do they do? Just like a podcast live?
So it's a lot. Yeah, it is the podcast. So it will be released later.
Okay,
it's a live version of the podcast.
Do they do video stuff or visual stuff?
The only visual they had was they had the screen behind them, and it was the bear wearing the Timberlands and the Yankees hat. And for those of you who've seen the show on Vice, Adidas Amaro.
So dumb.
But they were very crushed by the breaking news of the Carmelo Anthony trade.
I heard.
There was also a big Let's Go Yankees chant, which was fun.
That's absurd.
Because obviously
I guess they're big Yankees fans.
Yeah. But yeah, good stuff. The typical Trump jokes and everything
that's
else.
That's funny. Yeah, that's fine. I've been following those guys since they were on that Complex YouTube series, Daisies versus Marrow, whatever.
And, all right, so we also want to talk about horror movies.
We do. I saw KL Zombie. First, let's start off with that because it's very lighthearted and fun. It's a Malaysian horror movie from 2014, I believe. It's basically like they saw Shaun of the Dead and were like, we can totally do that. It's fun gore. Like basically, it's like slacker guy, but he's like sick at not cricket, maybe field hockey, and he just like wails on zombies with a field hockey stick. And there's like cute kids in it, and it's fun. KL Zombie. The other one I saw was Killers, which is I think I said it was Korean, but that's the other one. That's Killzone 2, which is just an action movie, but it's great. But Killers is a combination of a Japanese film company and an Indonesian film company, and the way that the story is told is basically like, and it's directed in part by the Mo brothers, who did The Raid, so there's a lot of The Raid style violence in this, but in a horror movie, so there's like no restrictions on what they can do. Basically, the concept is, it's a little confusing, but there's an Indonesian reporter who's trying to expose corruption in some like wealthy politician type character. It was kind of hard to follow. But at the same time, there's a simultaneous plot of a Japanese serial killer who like kidnaps ladies and kills them. It's not Ichi the Killer, because that movie kicks ass. He like kills people on the internet type thing, which I think is a thing that's been done in like many movies, actually. And somehow these two guys, like, so the Indonesian reporter and the Japanese serial killer, like, meet each other online as the reporter's trying to, like, expose the serial killer for being somehow related to the evil businessman, politician in Indonesia. But in doing so, he, like, unlocks the zeal of a murderer in our hero, who's the reporter, who becomes, like, an extremely violent vigilante. When he figures out, like, there's no hope of him ever, like, doing it the right way to get this guy exposed and in jail. So he just, like, kills all his, like, lieutenants all the way up to the top. And it's kind of an interesting take on, like, well, this guy's an evil murderer. You're also a murderer for good, but you're both the same. And I thought it was interesting. Like, it was interesting. Like, it's a lot of ideas to fit into a movie that's basically a horror movie. But I think they did a good job. I think it was a good movie. Killers. Unfortunately, it's one of those movies just to be like Killers, And then 2015, because it's like a thousand things named Killers. So Killers on Netflix, 2015, very good. It was good. It is basically a kid's adventure movie with violence in it. Like, it's an 80s adventure movie because there were violence in 80s children's movies where, like, kids were in peril. It's like basically like that with some jump scares. A little too much CGI for my liking. I don't like the design of the clown because he looks like he's... Why is he staring through his brows like evil emo clown? Like, he's supposed to be like... It's scarier.
Well, again, though.
It's scarier if you're just like a wacky clown and then you like slice someone's arm off.
See, that's true. But he wasn't like a fun-loving clown in the book either.
No, but he looks like a clown.
It looks like a clown, but like no eyes and like decaying. It's not like... To some kids, he appeared friendly, but to others, it's not consistent.
The Losers
Club saw him as like a decaying, gross clown in addition to all the other forms.
The style of the make, I just don't, whatever. It's a design choice I just don't like. But the movie's good. I wish they let Skarsgård or whatever like vamp more because he is funny. Like, he got up some funny, because you have to, you have to make the bad guy interesting because he's the driving force of the movie in horror movies. And they kind of downplayed that, but there's a lot of great interaction with the kids, which makes me a little concerned for the sequel, which will be basically, instead of flashing back and forth like the book, which is basically impossible to film as far as I understand.
Well, they did that with the original movie.
Which was 6 hours, because it was a miniseries. But so, they're just going to do part one, the kids, part two, adults. So, like, the kids had, like, good charisma, they had, like, a good chemistry, it was, like, they were, like, really fun, and I think they did a good job capturing the way, like, actual kids, there's supposed to be, like, 14, 15, how kids would actually talk to each other in 1989, which means the language is horrific. But it felt genuine. Like, it didn't feel like, oh, these kids are all, like, overly smart. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you'll see movies, you're like, oh, these kids are, like, way too precocious, and I hate it. It worked. So that worked. Like, as a kid's adventure movie, great. And there is a character in the movie who is way scarier than the clown, who has actually made me upset when I got home. I was like, this is upsetting. That's my review.
I'll have to see. I'm seeing it tonight, so we have to do a spoiler review discussion. Then we can't discuss it next week because you're gonna
get
married.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why
did you plan a wedding after Planet X crashes into us?
That's
absurd.
Not smart. Not wise use of time. I did not see any Korean horror movies this week.
You fool!
But saw some bad ones, such as Underworld Blood Wars.
Bad.
The latest.
Let me ask you one question. Does she wear like a big leather cat suit?
Obviously. I don't think she's taken off since 2003.
5 out of 5. 10 out of 10.
I will say, the one thing that should be known about the Underworld series.
It's good.
As terrible as it is, the best one is the one with Rona Mitra, who's, I believe, Celine's mother.
Get out of here.
And she has a romance with the Lycan, and it's actually really good.
You're talking about like the one where they're in the past?
Yeah.
I'm going to fight you.
Oh, whatever.
The first movie's fine. It's good.
The first movie was one of the most disappointing cinema experiences of my life.
I think you
went to that movie
with
so good.
Kevin Werner, and that has colored your experience.
That is true. Well, no, we were all amped up because in the trailer, like, there's that scene with the chains or the whips or whatever. The vampire whips out to fight the Lycan. And then the movie, it's like less than 10 seconds long. It's like, this is what we're building up to.
In the movie, she shoots a circle around herself and falls to
the floor.
The
thing that's really stupid is that if you think about it logically, there's no way in hell the vampires would have survived. Because especially when you watch the first movie, they just get mauled instantly by the werewolves. So if there's a true war, especially with like all the CGI werewolves, the sheer quantity of werewolves, the vampires would have been overwhelmed centuries ago.
Absolutely crazy take. The thing with vampires is that they are smarter because they don't like lose their like sense when they're...
They're smarter, but though, and when they're not in werewolf form, the Lycans are running around with AK-47s with like vampire killing bullets.
I guess if you had a gun and we're already a werewolf, it's a little overpowered.
Yeah. So that was one of my many beefs with that series.
Wait, so what is this? Is this Celine or is it like a...
It's the building. So in the last movie, it was revealed that, or like her daughter, her...
Like as a half what's, vampire.
Yeah,
half.
Whatever her husband, her lover is, the hybrid or whatever, that they had a kid who's like an even more
Gavin
ferocious
Rossdale,
hybrid.
Gavin Rossdale looking guy.
The Scott Stapp looking guy.
even better.
Scott Speedman, because his name is Scott.
Oh, man, what a dreamboat.
But he was not in, he does not make an appearance in this.
Of course.
The guy from one of those, I think, MTV shows is back. He was in the last movie. And my boy, Oliver from Into the Badlands. He was killed off the season. But he makes an appearance in this movie.
That stinks. Wrestling take. Speaking of stuff I watch at my dad's house, like Into the Badlands. GFW didn't
break. All right, let's go back. I just want to finish this. Legitimately horrible movie, Lake Alice.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't see it. It Comes at Night is great.
Is it good?
I can give you a spoiler review right now if you want.
Is it on any sort of on-demand service?
I'm not sure. I had it on DVD.
I would like to watch it.
Okay.
Because I saw the trailer for it in the theater, and I was like, ooh, that looks... I'd like to see this.
So it's a great movie, very tense, and it's like critically acclaimed, but it gets panned by audiences because audiences are very simple-minded. And when you see it, we'll discuss why.
Sheeple.
Yeah, like they can't get... without giving a spoiler, I can't really just talk about the fan reaction. But viewer reaction, because they're idiots.
Yeah, don't spoil it for me yet. I'm sorry. I want to see it, and then we'll talk about it.
But
I'll probably be mad, because it's like, the bad guy gets away. And that's because I'm an idiot.
Okay, so that's your horror recap. And now you want to talk about wrestling.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to say that GFW lost the trademark for Impact Wrestling or whatever. Like,
it's vice versa.
Is it vice versa?
Yeah, so it's going back to Impact. So it was TNA. It was NWA TNA. Then it was TNA.
Yeah.
Then it was Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
Then I think it was like TNA Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
Then it was Impact Wrestling. Then it was Global Force Wrestling. Global and now Force it's going Wrestling. Back to Impact Wrestling.
That's Impact. Because even though Global Force bought it.
Global Force never bought it. It was Anthem owns it. It was a Canadian company.
Okay.
So actually, if you do your research, because we've talked about this before, Anthem may be the only non-problematic wrestling ownership company of the major federations right now.
And honestly, I don't mind, like, any whatever it's called now. Like, I'll watch the episodes of it. I'm like, this is fine. I like this. Like, I love Trevor Lee.
I can't get past like the piped in crowd reactions and the. Like the amount of like the just terrible production.
There's great talent but there. Like Trevor Lee is
EC3.
Like, great. EC3 is great. All the LAX is still great.
Yep.
Just fun guys and gals and like
Chelsea Green / what's her name as the married, the scorned lover.
The bride. Gail Kim is like doing her like retirement tour, so she's just doing like a best of all her matches, and that's great to see. Anyway, whatever it's called, you should watch it on
Impact Wrestling. Well, because Jeff Jarrett got fired, but because Jarrett owns all the Global Force Wrestling stuff, they can't use it anymore.
Jesus Christ. Whatever.
Exactly. And
I can't believe we're in the Impact Zone again. I can't believe we're back in the Impact Zone.
So, we'll see where it goes at. And so, we don't have any produced intro for this yet, but a new feature we're going to have is Wrestler of the Week.
Wrestler of the Week.
Do you want to do this now?
So we wanted to do Wrestler of the Week instead of like Wrestler Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we thought of like an idea of Wrestling Hall of Fame. And to be clear, I mean, this is Brutal Brunch, so we're not going to induct Bruno Sammartino.
No.
We're going to induct Kevin Condren or Black Machismo.
Here's the thing, though. We could, right? Because like, if I go off on a weird YouTube tangent and I'm just watching a bunch of Bruno Sammartino matches, that's basically what it is. It's like not so much like who's exactly wrestling right now. Like, La Parca is going to get on the list.
La Parca could be a first ballot inductee.
Wrestler of the Week this week is Ryan Waters, H2O. I was at the Top Rope Wrestling in Brockton at the Brockton Rocks baseball field, and I can't think of the name of it. It was like a fun event. It was like really long. They had a lot of like local guys, like Teddy Goods, who's like their big guy, and then a lot of like old pros like Gangrel and Mick Foley, who didn't work.
Speaking of Impact, did you ever see when he debuted for Impact and King of the Mountain, and he just stood on top of the ladder all match because he couldn't go?
I just wanted to say, they yelled out, what is Mick Foley doing in the Impact Zone? And it's amazing. I was actually looking, that's one of the things, so I'm going to do production, and that might be in the production. Okay. What is X doing in the Impact Zone is going to be on there. But anyway, so the main event is a cage match in this kind of like really sketchy looking cage, and Spike Dudley.
So this is the event you're at, or is this
the event I'm at? Spike Dudley is the special guest referee, and then Ryan Waters goes down to interfere, so he has to climb up into the cage. Spike Dudley, as the ref, obviously climbs up the cage. They're sitting on the top of the cage, punching each other, and I'm like, someone's gonna go off. So everyone takes their phones out to tape it, which is the modern experience of wrestling. And we're like right there. So if you see the GIF of it, me and John Corbett, former co-host of Brutal Brunch, are in the background screaming, "No, don't!" And then Waters takes his crazy bump off the top of the cage to the grass, on the outside to like the infield, basically. And the banister or the barricade was so close that he just elbows the barricade on the way down. I'm like, that is horrific. That is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. And then he just walked away and he's fine.
So TK Ryan got hurt.
He did?
No, that's how he got hurt.
Oh, that is how he got hurt. I was going to say, he was fighting that night. Yeah, yeah. It was like his big return.
That was his big return. Yeah, because he smashed his shin on the barricade at Ring of Honor.
Go, Cross, go.
But it's like, why do people still do this? Like, it happened. Foley did it. Foley did it back in, that was a 98 King of the Ring. The obviously, the big well-known thing through the table.
Yep.
And then you have the Elix Skipper off the top of the cage at the Impact Zone.
Yeah.
Against America's Most Wanted, which was, I love that crowd reaction so much.
It's amazing.
Like, seriously, why are you doing it at a top row promotion show?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
It was a big crowd. It was a big crowd for like an indie show. It was a baseball field. You gotta do it. You gotta kill yourself for a baseball show.
Gotta do it for the indies. It's gonna be a good event. There's a Beyond show coming up. Women's Wrestling Revolution is back.
I'm in.
Also Beyond show. And Wrestle Circus is starting to announce for their big October anniversary show.
Are they just in, they're staying in Texas, are they doing
a tour? In Austin. Okay, but they're doing a the last venue they were not big fans of, and the venue was not a fan of them. I was watching, I think we talked about the Wrestle Circus event a couple weeks ago, but just before the, like they did the walkthrough of the venue.
Yep.
This is not where they usually run in Austin. And then before the show, they're like, actually, you can't have internet. So they had to like run out and create a hub.
Oh, yeah. They had to like buy spot, like Verizon hotspots.
And then they had to, the audio didn't work. So a fan was like, hey, I live down the street and I have concert speakers in my garage. So a fan had to ping the speakers. So,
hey, that's your DIY indie wrestling.
There, it is. It's good. True community. All right. So that's their Wrestler of the Week.
Wrestler of the Week, Ryan Waters.
Irregular.
Please don't die.
Please don't die. And, well, thankfully hockey's back because there's no other sports to watch right now. There's literally no other sports happening. Actually, I should say, this might be the first time in years I've voluntarily watched the NFL.
Really?
To see if there's any reaction to...
Are you going
to
watch the game today?
I want to see. I'm not going to watch the game. I just want to see what happens during the anthem if like all the players kneel now because of Trump.
I'm kneeling right now. I'm so aggravated.
Stevie Wonder knelt last night.
He did.
And the first baseball player to kneel during the anthem was last night.
I saw that, yeah. I saw that.
Whose father was in the military.
Stephen Hauschka was laying down some really good takes.
Brad Ziegler.
Yep.
All over the place. Chris Paul.
LeBron just called
you bum.
The president, you bum.
Which is so good.
Like that's he's so Mickey, I guess, from Rocky.
All right, and then also, 25 years ago yesterday, Manon Raume, the first female NHL player, she played in a preseason game for the greatest team in the league, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
She played an exhibition game, one period.
Really?
And yeah.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah, you watched some clips. She made some legit saves.
Interesting.
First ever time. Actually the first time a female ever played in any of the major four sports leagues, too.
What's the story there? Like, how did it go down?
She,
is it like there's no rule against it? Was it like an airbud type?
Yeah, and there's no, I mean, there's no rule against anything. Like, you've had several women have tried to, like, be place kickers in the NFL. She played, and, she's Canadian. She, gold medalist, like, legit.
Yeah,
awesome goaltender, and she tried out, and she made their preseason team. Didn't play during the regular season, but yeah,
still,
first it was a huge deal.
That's pretty awesome. I did not know that.
And actually, a couple years ago, at the debut of the NWHL, which is the most recent professional
NWHL.
Women's league, she dropped the puck at the opening game.
That's pretty awesome. I did not know that at all.
And so there you go. There's and one other update: Decapitated, because. There were developments in the last 2 weeks since we were first on. So when we were first on, like, they had just been arrested. And we were planning to go to that show with Ghost Bath.
Yes.
And the IR's murder. And they were arrested for kidnapping. We talked about the various definitions of kidnapping and what it could entail. Well, since then, they're no longer accused of kidnapping. Technically they are, but they're also accused of gang rape.
Yes.
So things have become far more worse than initially known.
Very grave and serious.
And there have not been any updates recently. But yes, they have all four members, as far as I know, are still arrested. Bands that they were supposed to tour with in the future have...
It's all canceled.
Unsurprisingly dropped off the doors. Yeah. The current show is still going on, so the Irish Murder is still headlining.
And then
you can still see them.
Another band?
No, they just kept going.
There's no fill-in.
Yeah, no, there wasn't... None of the bands really mentioned it. They just kept going.
Yeah, crazy story.
Currently,
like, crazy story.
Yes. And so that's what's happening in the world. So we're going to be bringing back probably Brutal or Not Brutal in the future.
Oh, it's back.
In a few weeks.
In a big way.
But it'll be back, which was one of the linchpin segments of the show.
I thought Pig Squeal of the Week was my favorite.
Pig Squeal of the Week lasted 2 weeks. Matt will be our pig squeal of the week every week. And that's a perfect segue going back into music. Although we have no pig squeals in our Boston Music Awards segment here. But let's play some Protein Collective because they were your favorites.
Pig squeal?
Yeah, no, that's what I said. We don't have it.
They're going to win.
So earlier we played Dead Ends a few weeks ago off their latest album called Collapse. So we're going to play you a different track called Myopic from the same album. But yes, this is Protein Collective, one of six bands nominated for the Boston Music Awards for Best Metal Artist. And we're going to play them for you right now on Brutal Brunch.
After hours spent scratching. You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org. That was Worshipper with High Above the Clouds off of their album Shadow Hymns that came out last year. Before that was Gozoo with Big Casino. That was not a cover of the Jimmy Eat World song of the same name. That was an original track by Gozoo off of another album out last year called Revival. And we kicked that little set off with Protean Collective, My Opic off of Collapse.
Yep.
And yes, we've been playing all bands nominated for Metal Arts of the Year for the Boston Music Awards.
Protean Collective's taking it. I'm going to make a Kanye West style, Protean Collective has the best album of the year. So Protean Collective's
winning. Just going to storm.
I'm going to run on stage. I'm going to yell at Taylor Swift or whatever. I actually saw...
It'd be Ruby Rose Fox. Might be like the equivalent. She's like accepting the award.
Okay, I'm going to run on for Ruby Rose and be like, Protean Collective made the best album of the year. All respect. I saw Kanye West in an image yesterday because I guess, remember, he like canceled his tour because of depression or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's looking fat, which is fun. It's fun to see like a fat Kanye. I don't know why. It's like, it made me smile. I was like, that's fun.
And so yeah, there you go.
There you go. Fat Kanye winners. West. Fat Kanye West. Win. These are facts.
There, yeah, yeah. Happening. I believe those the events in December. You can be there. You can attend. And,
where is it
going to
be
see
held?
The crazy... they change it. I don't remember. I can look.
Is
can
look it up Rose, talk is about Robert it. Robert Roadsteamer allowed to
I don't think he's invited.
Is he disinvited?
Well, he's busy in Vegas or wherever, scaring people.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, so let's talk about real quick. So our hopes and dreams for the semester.
You hear that? That's a bunch of baseball cards.
That's great. That's actually a good connection to it because they put the cards in the bicycle and silver.
That's right.
This is up to you. Do you want to unveil your production now or should we wait till you're back in a couple weeks and we do our
Hall of Fame? I would like to unveil my production now.
Okay.
Because it's so good and I want to tease the listener.
Ooh, okay.
A 2-week tease.
So as people know, we're going to assume from here on out that we're going to be here for 2 hours every Sunday morning at 8 from 8 to 10.
2 hours.
And so next week we have some, we'll be playing some music from the band Skin Drone that was sent to us. And there's also a cover of a Kesha song put out by
Which
Whispers
one?
Of Andromeda.
Ooh. What Kesha song?
I actually can't remember off the top of my head. But Shane Lamb is their drummer, and he is also in the band, or he was in the band Rise, who they were the infamous Brutal Brunch where we were in Studio C, and all four of them had to cram around a single microphone.
That was very funny.
Yeah. So actually, it wasn't Brutal Brunch at that point. It was great. So the Graveyard Shift. But anyway, that's his new band. Yeah. We got those songs we'll be playing. Oh. Matt will be here, so we may have to delay it even a couple more weeks.
I got two weddings in a row.
Wedding season.
I got wedding in the Cape. I got wedding in Brooklyn, where Super Mario lives.
And see, then we'll have a full show for 1 week, I think, because it'll be first weekend, second weekend, third weekend. Actually, no, because the weekend after that. No, yeah. So the 14th or whatever that will be, we'll have a full contingent of the
Hell
two of
yeah.
us. And then the next week I'll be out because I'll be in Chicago. So
I'll be co-hosting with Kane Hodder.
Rocky start here.
Yeah, he'll be at Count Orlock's Monster House.
As he is
every year.
Every year.
Which is like 2 feet away from my office, so I can just walk over there.
But yeah, so we got that cut. So when we're here, when both of us are here, we'll be debuting the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame.
We'll
be inducting an album, we decided.
Much like Wrestler of the Week, it's not... first of all, it's not an objective list. It's a subjective list. There's no such thing as objectivity.
I think like a good way to kind of describe how it will be is if we induct a Metallica album, it'll be more likely to be Saint Anger rather than Master of Puppets.
Yeah, like an album that's like, this is us. This is Brutal Brunch. This is not... Sure, people can say that they didn't like Saint Anger, but that's not what Brutal Brunch says. They say they liked Saint Anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is perfect. That is a perfect description of what that segment is going to be.
There you go. So we'll do that. We'll still have Wrestle of the Week.
They're going to be like Edema again.
The return of Brutal Brunch. or the Brutal Brunch. The return of Brutal or Not Brutal.
Pig Squeal of the Week.
We'll see if we get Pig Squeal of the Week. Maybe some games. You already have an idea for a game.
I had an idea for a game.
And so yeah, all that good stuff yet to come this fall. Next week, I will be here. Matt will not be. It is the first weekend of October, meaning those spooky things are going to be starting.
Maybe we should have John on.
He can do it.
He can do it.
Yeah.
That guy's ready to rock 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so, to tease the Hall of Fame, do you have it queued up, or Dini?
I would like you to queue it up, please, because I can't do anything on this
thing. Let me see if we can do standby.
So, yeah. This is...
So, we decided we're going to do the Hall of Fame, so we we sketched out a schedule.
Yep.
And Matt sent me some files.
I got Audacity.
I did an intro.
And I did an intro.
And I was like, you didn't have the correct codec for Audacity. This is very technical terms for people in the industry. Audacity, which is a great program. I recommend it for all aspiring producers.
Yeah, it's very easy, actually.
Shareware.
Because I'm an idiot. I have
this file, but I can't make a song. So he sent me the files over Dropbox, but it doesn't work that way because Audacity has all these like data files and stuff you need.
Yeah, it's like a 4 gig mess.
I sent him the URL to the very sketchy looking website where you can download the correct
that
stuff
guy's
you need.
Website is hilarious. That's but, lame or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, a lot of people think this is a virus, but I want to say it's definitely not a virus.
Which is true. It's legit.
Seems like a virus.
Like Audacity gives you that link. They like download this thing so we can make MP3s for you. Yeah. So Matt got the codec.
I did it.
To make MP3s. And this is what happened. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Matt actually recorded this on his own guitar?
Yeah.
It's a slow burn. Just wait.
Oh, yeah.
I like how you took the branding. That was Maggie's solo.
Yeah, that's me getting solo.
Only on Brutal Brunch, 91.5 WMFO.
So there you go. That's the big tease.
That's right. I was also the clown voice in Death Clock.
So I guess we'll do that in 3 weeks. We'll have our first inductee. So stay tuned for that. But that was we'll be playing that hopefully up there with our metal history intro and our Pig Squeal of the Week intro and maybe our Wrestle of the Week's got
The Wrestle of the Week intro I might work on today.
I was having
a lot of fun picking out stuff to throw in Audacity.
Excellent. And so that brings us to the end of our 2-hour edition of Brutal Brunch.
What an odyssey. We'll
to stay tuned, but we're assuming we're planning to be here every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. 8 to 10.
Darnley knows we'll be here. He knows.
He knows.
If someone walks in and it's not us, he's going to not let them in.
He's going to lock the studio, calls in, we'll figure it out. But anyway, thank you for listening. Playlist will be posted. We are on Facebook, Brutal Brunch Radio. We are on
Instagram.
Twitter, Brutal Brunch. We are on Instagram.
Matt's going to be taking a lot of Instagram butt model shots. He's going to be doing a lot of weird squats with his phone behind him.
Going to set it up. Yeah.
Set it up in like a sexy view, you know? That's how you get the likes.
That is how you get the likes.
I mean, he's going to get some likes.
All right. So we're going to end things here with the last band to be nominated for Metal Artist of the Year for the Boston Music Awards. That band is Elder. We played them before. We're going to play them again. This is the song Staving Off Truth. It's off their album that dropped this year back on June 2nd, Reflections of a Floating World. Again, this is Elder. You've been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 90. Actually, hold on. We got to wait 10 seconds to do this. Because we're legally required.
Oh, it's me, Peter Steele. I'm back.
That reminds me. All right.
It's me, Peter Steele. And I'm back.
Thank you for joining us, Peter.
Thank you.
Better than the usual demons that visit us.
Do you like Dracula?
So this is Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We're signing off with Elder. I will be back next week. Stay brutal.